This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey there, you are listening to Glow As We Grow
on ORFM Youth Zone.
I am your host, Zoe. This is where we share thoughts and reflections from inspiring young adults' life in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I would like to make my first episode about me. Why? Firstly, because I can. Actually, I want to introduce myself to all my audience so you'll know who I am. Here we go. International anatomy student, model, writer, podcast host, dancer, fighter, survivor. All me. They are all me. I know I might sound like a lot, but isn't it cool just how you can keep surprising people? I'm 23 years old now, and I'm from China. I am half Chinese, half Mongolian. The place I was born is not Beijing, not Shanghai, but somewhere super far, far up the north and west area, aka the desert zone. Really terrible climate condition though. No plants, less people, but like a lot of wild animals and lots and lots and lots of sand. But people there are really nice and welcoming and friendly, and they just got this tough personality. I've lived in New Zealand for 8 years now as an international student, and I went to Auckland for my high school and then moved to Dunedin for university. Like the majority of people, I was hoping to get into medicine. But after my health science first year, I realized how naive I was and did the smart decision and switched to study anatomy, which I really like. And the anatomy department is so nice. I love them. Here's a fun fact about me, though. I eat burgers with knife and fork, which I don't see there's any problem here. I don't think it's anything serious, but people just keeping freaking out every time I do that. They'd be like, oh my God, you do that. Who are you? Who sent you? What? And I was like, I just don't want to get messy when I eat, you know? It's not just like a restaurant proper burger, any burger. When I get a chance, I'll use knife and fork and eat it. And I don't put more than one ingredient in my mouth at the same time. So I eat them separately. I eat them one by one. I feel like if you just mix them together, your bread will taste like chicken, and the chicken will taste like salad. It'll just all mix up. I don't like that. And another fun fact about me, I am from an artsy family, which means my grandparents, my parents, my uncle, my auntie, their family, my cousin, they've pretty much all been to art school. Being an art student, and some of them being an art teacher even. And my drawing looks like a five-year-old, really. But you know what? I'm sure my creativity in my blood is showing somewhere else. I do have multiple passions, like you may have already noticed. I have practiced taekwondo for 12 years. I got my black belt and did some kickboxing after that. I do dance. Oh my God, I love dancing. Mainly partner dancing, Latino dancing, and pole dancing. So yeah, I really enjoy doing it. And they just always bring a smile onto my face without me even noticing. And I also like handcraft and some DIY stuff. I do crochet and knitting. It's so flexible so that you can literally make anything out of it. I also teach myself to play some musical instruments and guitar, ukulele being the two main ones. I write blogs. I like to read. I have this urge about 3 times a year just to hold a paper book in my hand. I love good food. I'm a huge foodie. And I also model. We're still counting. We're still counting, ladies and gentlemen. We're still counting. Oh my God, I have so many interests. I can only prioritize some of them, but I don't think I will be able to let them go, any of them go. Yeah. I have just finished participating as a runway model for Dunedin Fashion Week, and now I am moving on to this brand new chapter about my new podcast series. Here I am sharing stories, my life crisis, thoughts, life lessons, or just simply anything. My future plans? I don't have any. I am really at the cross section of my life right now. I'm about to graduate, and a lot of big decisions need to be made in a very short of time. And I had to start preparing it like early ahead, which I haven't started yet. Anyway, so you've hopefully learned a bit more about me. Now we can move on to the next part of today's episode. The reason I started this, just like how I started blogging, just like why I'm sharing my stories. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is that I sort of like to talking, you know, like to just talking to myself, if you know what I mean. I got this voice in my head 24/7. Just please, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. It's like, somebody please tell me if I'm getting crazy. Yes, I'm having conversation with myself 24/7. So yeah. But also, I want to be the voice you need to hear when you're struggling from mental health or just anything in life. And I believe there are something I learned. They need to be heard. They need to be shared. And I also want to be the inspiration just by sharing my own experience. I had almost been struggling for quite a few years from a mild mental issue. So I can imagine how hard it is for those who have had it, or for those who are suffering from even severer problems than I did. So yeah, however, I am lucky enough that I had my pivot point. My transition was dramatic. For me, it was one moment that just flipped my life over. It was, I was at my most vulnerable and my worst. I remember it was at the end of 2022, last few days of it. I had COVID for the first time, and I had to be isolated in a hotel room in a different city because I were to catch this flight home. How do you call it? Transiting flight? Something like that, if you know what I'm talking about. And I was also going through a really rough breakup as well. So yeah, I was just physically and mentally not well. Pretty much just from suffering from my own voice 24/7, you know, just keep having flashbacks and keep just, I don't know. My brain just didn't stop 24/7, and it's all about all those bad memories, those trauma. so yeah, it was just bad. On top of that, I was also suffering from those things I had previously. I worried about my lungs collapsing, worried about getting through a day worried about all the money and living costs that need to be spent. I remember that I had to call an ambulance because I felt like I couldn't breathe. But like, luckily, it was just from some mental influence. I mean, not luckily, but luckily I didn't die. It was just turned out I was just so heavy on myself, like mentally. So my body started reacting, something like that. But it was traumatizing. It was like terrible. It was really scary. Imagine you live in somewhere you don't know, alone in a hotel room, like all by yourself, and you could just die, you know? I mean, luckily I didn't. I was there about 2 weeks. It was just like the worst time ever. Worst timing ever, actually. The reason why I couldn't go home, I stuck there for 2 weeks, is that somehow some of my test results were still positive and I just cannot go on airplane. So yeah, anyway, I got stuck in the room at the worst timing. So the last day I called some helpline online, those ones that are free online. I just thought I couldn't bear with it, and it was just not just from this one crisis that turned me into like survival mode. Not just this one, but all the other strugglings I have had in years. In years, I felt like I was at this hole, which I can never climb out. And every time I thought I grabbed something, and the next moment it was gone. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's like every time I put my hope up onto something, and the next moment it's gone, and my hopes just keep disappearing. And all these are just retrospective right now. It's just all story to me now, but back then it's just bad. I remember on the phone call, that lady asking me about my stories and why I couldn't just be happy. And after I told her all my suffering, my trauma, I asked her, why am I always struggling and trying to have some assurance, and I just could never. I felt pity, I felt extremely lonely, even with a partner. I felt I'm not worth it all, and I just couldn't help people pleasing, and why do I feel so small all the time, and why do I always attract toxic people? Why am I just in the toxic environment all the time? There are so many questions like that. And she was with this calm and really just comforting voice asking me these questions. And she goes, okay, let me ask you, how would you treat your lover, your partner, your closest friend, or even your family member if they are going through something heavy, something deep? And I was like, I take them out. I try to make them food and send gifts, say something nice, and just constantly check on them every day to see how they're doing. You know, just be there, be supportive. And then she asked this question that really just changed my whole life. And she's like, then have you ever done this to yourself, Zoe? And that just left me shocked for a second, for a hot second, actually. Because I've never felt that way. I think I've never done this to myself. And in fact, I remember so many moments I was just almost sabotaging myself just to live up to the standard which only exists in my own head, or just to make others' lives easier without them even asking for it. I feel like I found the answer to the question that's been haunting me all along. I just instantly felt so bad, and I felt like I owe myself a huge apology. Like, how can you do this to yourself, like, for so long? I felt like I owe myself the whole world just to behaving this way, like, put myself there and let myself going through these things. So, yeah, that was the moment. That was really bad. I had a good cry after that. And I promised that I will put myself first from that moment. So that was the moment I was talking about. That was my moment. That was the one moment. But I only realized it later in life that it was just not that one moment. It was all the moment I wondered something must be wrong about me. It was all those moments I didn't give up on myself. And it was all those moments I kept myself the hopes up. And at the last moment, it just flipped. It just all made sense. It all linked together. It all paid off. So imagine you were to, like, growing a plant. Those moments were like all the watering, you know, the confusing, the planting, and the last moment was the flower, the fruit. So, yeah, so I will be forever grateful for that one counselor. And then after that, my 2023 became the year I just really don't care about non-related stuff and just gave myself all I've had, constantly check on myself and asking myself if I need this to be better. So in the year of 2023, my biggest accomplishment was I increased my GPA by a huge amount. I even made almost like a full mark from one of the assignments. And I cried in the library. I was in tears once I found out it. And I emailed my teacher, aka my mentor, aka my friend, and I believe she was just teared up as well. So this is from a person who I failed papers, everybody, like from some mental issue, and I just couldn't do well. And all the time, I just thought I was being stupid and not smart enough, and I was just not that good. All the self-doubt, it was gone. So that was cool. And I started a few study groups. I gathered quite a few friends, and they just soon became my support group. And some of them could be my lifelong friends. Is that what you call it? So yeah, 2023 was the year I started modeling. 2023 was the year I started blog writing. And it was the year I really put this show into action, really start preparing it. And 2023 was the year I pursued a lot of my dreams, including being a dancer, went on a first solo trip, and then hosted my very first house party. And all my friends turned up. It was so good. And it was a year I have really opened my eyes and met so many people who have had lifestyles I have never heard of. And it made me believe that dreams are not far away. It's just there. I had so many people supporting me, which I will treasure for life. I worked hard and I partied even harder. It was the new chapter of my life, and I really had it all, like more than I could ever ask for. I think what I'm trying to say here is that my transition is dramatic. Doesn't mean that you need to wait for your moment to come. This is your moment now. This is your starting point to love yourself, to really feel grounded and touched to yourself. constantly check on yourself, asking if something is off. Are you happy? Are you sacrifice anything? What can you do to make yourself feel better? What are the self-helping little things you can do to really drag yourself out of that rut? Like, how can you romanticize your life? This is a long process for everybody. I just want to say that never give up on trying. Never give up on trying. And you will find yourself being the person you want to be sooner or later. Because just like I said, adulting can be rough and glory at the same time. And we are always glowing as we grow. So in the following episodes, I will be sharing all these topics. Other crises that stopped me from moving forward in life. My moments being a fashion model. My ups and downs as a international student in NZ. One by one. Some of them are funny. Some of them are heavy. And some of them I just don't know how to feel. But like, this is my journey. This is what it's like to be in a young adult to really grow. Sorry for digging in so deep and heavy at this very first show. I cannot believe this is finally happening and this is my very first solo podcast series ever. I want to take this moment to really acknowledge my dear friend, Rina, who has been supporting me all along. And this won't happen without you. Thank you so much for bringing this show to life. I'm really glad we talked after that event we've met. And we really liked each other's vibe. So, like, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Glow As We Grow on OAR FM Youth Zone. Feel free to message me on my Instagram at zozozoe_official. You can find Glow As We Grow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and OAR at org.nz. Hope you have a lovely day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.